On his way to his third date with her, he stopped by the bank's ATM to withdraw his last $40. He wanted to impress her by taking her to dinner at the old spaghetti factory. A printed receipt from a previous transaction at the ATM was hanging from the slot. He snatched the paper from the slit and, not looking at it, threw it on the car's passenger seat. He withdrew his last $40 and drove his battered used car to her house. Always the gentleman, he opened the car door for her. She noticed the bank receipt and picked it up. She read the statement's balance, $445,766. By the time he came around to the driver's side, she decided she loved him. She told him she wanted to get married. He told her he lived like a pauper from paycheck to paycheck. He confessed that each week, after he paid his meager expenses, he typically only had about $40 left. She said she admired his frugality. A month later, they were wed. 2 days after the wedding, his eyes bulged at breakfast. He fell face forward into the sunny side up eggs. The coroner failed to find evidence of the substance she used to poison her recently deceased husband. But perhaps the good medical examiner was distracted when she wrapped her legs around his waist and whispered awful delicious things in his ear. She took the death certificate to the bank. When she recovered from the shock, she withdrew his last $40, used it to put gasoline in the battered used car he left her, and cursed as she drove out of town.